I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. The state Supreme Court is considering whether a teachers union official should have had his state pension cut. A 2007 law allowed David Pitcherly to double his pension after substitute teaching for one day. Years later, news reports revealed he was the only person to take advantage of the deal, and a new law stripped him of some of those benefits. The teacher's retirement system says the original law was unconstitutional. Assistant Attorney General Richard Huzzack told the state Supreme Court it was an attempt to give special privileges to Pitcherly's union.
This came in at the end of the legislative term without much fanfare, with a description that said that this was a technical correction for a prior cleanup bill for early retirement legislation. So we have a special favor bill.
Pitcherly's lawyer argues the Illinois Constitution guarantees pension benefits once given. Meanwhile, fired prisoner review board member Eric Gregg is asking the state Supreme Court to give his job back. Governor Bruce Rauner fired the former Harrisburg mayor after complaints Gregg misstated income on a bankruptcy filing and failed to report an expensive gift. Brian Mackey was at Tuesday's arguments.
The governor clearly has the power to appoint members of the prisoner review board. At issue is whether he also has the power to remove them. Gregg argues board members need to be independent and thus should not have to fear for their jobs. But State Solicitor General David Franklin told the justices that because the board is a confidential advisor to the governor on matters of clemency, its members must serve at his pleasure.
It's impossible, I think, to think of a subject that lies closer to the heart of the governor's executive discretion than pardons and commutations.
Gregg also argues the complaints against him were misunderstandings, that the bankruptcy discrepancy was a filing error, and that the gift was received after he'd filled out his statement of economic interest. I'm Brian Mackey.
A former Marine already sentenced to death for killing a sailor in Virginia pleaded guilty Tuesday to fatally stabbing two young girls in a suburban Chicago park 13 years ago. A judge sentenced Jorge Torres to 100 years in prison for the murders of 8-year-old Laura Hobbs and 9-year-old Crystal Tobias in 2005. The attack took place at the Beulah Park Forest Preserve in Zion. And Chicago-area McDonald's workers took part in a nationwide walkout against sexual harassment. I'm Dan Clefstad. This is Illinois News.
I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Carbondale's Racial Justice Coalition says flyers promoting white supremacy were placed on vehicles parked yesterday at John A. Logan College. On its Facebook page, the coalition posted a photograph of the flyer that included a headline in bold type that read, "It's all right to be white." The flyer is apparently from the Creativity Movement. On its website, the group's list of beliefs includes stating what is good for the white race is the highest virtue, and what is bad for the white race is the ultimate sin. The website also believes the white race, its biological and cultural heritage, is now under attack by moral racial enemies. John A. Logan College reportedly acted quickly to remove those flyers. The school says it's investigating. As another harvest season is underway, the Department of Agriculture is reminding farm workers to stay safe, not just at harvest time, but year-round. Each year since 1944, the third week of September has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. State Department of Agriculture spokesperson Denise Albert says there are lots of safety issues when it comes to farming. She says they include handling stress, farm equipment, and rural roads and traffic safety.
In Illinois, agriculture is our number one industry, but it still remains one of the most dangerous industries across the nation. Each year, approximately 26 out of every 100,000 American farmers and farm workers die on the job. So we're trying to focus on health and safety for both our farmers and our farm families to make sure everyone's taking it seriously and getting the information they need to stay safe.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.